You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. You can also hear us on the internet, citr.ca. There's a little button on the corner that you can click on Listen Live. This is Ben Lai. I will be with you for the next little bit. No live band tonight, but we do have a bunch of live musicians, artists, lined up for you, starting with next week. Bloom Effect will be playing live in studio. That's next Thursday, September the 4th? Is it 4th? Let me just double check. September 4th, yeah. Bloom Effect will be playing on this program. And then September 11th, which is Thursday after, we have a band called Ears, like your ears on the side of your head. And on September the 25th, we have a band in studio called Big Deal. So, yes, if you are a fan of live music on the radio, tune in to CITR and Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell starting next Thursday at 9 p.m. So, instead of live music, today I'm going to be playing some canned music. Is that, that's what they call it? Off mostly, it's this little website called Bandcamp. Start off with a new one, a new release that just came out today. The band is called Tonk, and they are from Vancouver, mostly from Vancouver. And they have a new record out called Wild Flower. And it is, yeah, officially released today. And, yeah, written all songs. Yeah, engineered and mixed by Nick Short. Engineering Felix Fong on track 5. And the record, yeah, it's called Wildflower. I'm going to play the title track, which is track number 4 from this record by Tonk. Here we go on CITR 101.9 FM. Tonk.
Oh, the mailman don't come here at the end of the tracks, where the wind and the wheat grow like hair long and black. She had one foot out the door as you held her in your arms. Oh, you can't pick wildflowers growing out past the farm. She don't need second guesses. She writes with to stay here where everything turns from the clouds and the sky to the smallest of worms. Be prepared to throw away anything that you brought. Oh, she's working with
comes to me, I will let her stay a while, and I won't ask no questions, I'll just fix up a smile, and I won't try to keep her.
Ever since you settled down with Roger, cold nights keep us up inside the tent. Rain pounds so hard it's making dents, pressing up against these tired temples. Sleeping outside must have seemed more simple with Roger.
Roger. She settled down with Roger. She settled down with him. Bet she must have overheard what your parents said. Throwing charges at me like a tourist into your head. Actions disappear, like hearing thunderclaps keep on ringing clear. But the lights near your house made me wonder what made you finally decide to run away with Roger. With Roger, she ran away with Roger. She ran away with him. Bet you must have overheard all your parents' worries. Silly me to assume that they might have preferred me. Over Roger. Roger. Over Roger. Over him. She ran away with Roger. She ran away with Roger. She settled down with him. She ran away with him. She ran away with him. She ran away and settled down again. She ran away with him. She ran.
From out east in Ontario land, that is October Man with a song called Roger off the album Shoots, like Parachutes? Shoots. Just came out very recently. It was released earlier online and such, but the record has mostly just sort of been rolling out to the masses recently, like started kind of this week and last week. So yeah, brand new from October Man. And yeah, it is a mix of most of the album was recorded live to 2-inch tape without click tracks or screens, so it's loose and warm sounding. And half the songs were old demo ideas found on an old hard drive, and the other half, so half of them are old demo songs they found on a hard drive and are third-party storytelling songs about complete strangers. And then the other half are newer and more introspective, I guess. That's what Mark Morissette, who is the main creative behind October Man, said about the new record. October Man, friend of this program, originally Mark, at one point, lived for quite a while in Vancouver, British Columbia. But as I mentioned earlier, located now in somewhere out in Ontario. Before October Man, I played a brand new single from Kylie V. Kylie V, they are from Vancouver. The song I played is called Distance. That song officially came out today. And start off the set, as I was saying at the beginning of the show, Tonk. New record from them came out today. I played a title track from the new album called Wild Flower. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, live on the internet via CITR.ca. Thanks for tuning in to the program. It's getting busier and busier now on campus. Next week is to start full of classes for most students. This week, there's already a lot of people coming in. I think first year had their jumpstart program. A lot of people running around. And I know that some faculty and some, I think if you're like an engineer, you might be starting like last week already. Anyways, the campus is getting busier. Next week, it's going to be bananas. And will be fun. September, always fun at CITR and UBC. Come on out. Enjoy the excitement. Okay, more music. I was talking about October Man, how Mark used to live in Vancouver. I'm going to play a new song from another artist that used to be, at one point, lives in Vancouver, but now located in Ontario, Toronto to be specific. I'm going to play some Rec Center, Alex Hudson's project. Alex lived in Vancouver, grew up in Vancouver, I believe. And Rec Center has a new song that is just released like today, also yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. Called Polly and Andy. It's a new single. It is going to be the lead single from a soon to be released record that's going to come out in the fall called, what is it called? I have it written down here, Squash. And it's recorded by Alex in Toronto. And then it's produced by Jay Arner, which is an often sound engineer of this program. And so Squash, yeah, will be Rec Center's sixth album, or the eighth, depending if you count the EP and the instrumental album. Anyways, the record, it explores the strange paradox of seeing people every day but knowing almost nothing about them, their lives. Anyways, there's a music video that came along with Polly and Andy too that was recorded on like a Sony Handy, or maybe not Sony, some sort of digital camera. Anyways, a lot of me talking. This is the song Polly and Andy from Rec Center on CITR 101.9 FM.
Stacking crates outside of the door. Looking for fresh, local, organic produce right here in Vancouver? Come to the UBC Farm Farmers Markets, happening Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays from June to November. Discover organic fruits, veggies, flowers, and herbs grown in the heart of UBC's campus, alongside baked goods, beverages, and artisan goods from local vendors. Enjoy the multi-vendor experience on Saturdays or stop by for some midweek groceries on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Visit ubcfarm.ubc.ca for times and details.
Are you ready to transform your music career? Sam Chimes, international performer with over 1,000 shows across four continents, presents Chimes Academy's Sonic Elevation Program.
Learn live looping, music productions, DJing, and stage work in our exclusive 8-week intensive. Only 16 spots available.
Our next intake starts June 7th. Top students shadow Sam at real DJ gigs, supported by Creative BC.
Ready to elevate your sound? Visit samchimes.com/academy and book your free consultation today.
Chimes Academy. Create and perform music holistically.
Cosplay, protect the underway, dragon, tooth toe.
From Winnipeg, Manitoba. The band is called The band is called Living Hour. The song is called Waiter, and it is off a soon-to-be-released record called Internal Drone Infinity. Living Hour, that song is just recently released this week, but like a preview to an upcoming record, and it looks like the record is going to come out on vinyl, which as expected, but also on compact disc. So that's back. I'm just looking at the Bandcamp here. They're playing at Cactus Club, it's not the Cactus Club that you're thinking about. I think it's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So I assume it's a venue called Cactus Club, unless your restaurant from Vancouver, yeah, has expanded to Milwaukee. I doubt it. So in any case, but they have played in Vancouver before. I saw them at the Red Gate, I don't know how long ago, maybe like, it could be 2 years, but it could be like five. Who is counting? It's all blending in. What else did I play in that set? I played a band from Vancouver. They're called The Stakes Are Us, a song called Elf Rage. The record is called You Get to Be You. It's a new record from the two-piece from Vancouver, The Stakes Are Us. They played last Thursday at the same time as this program at Take Your Time Back. And friend of the show, Chris Riffick, told me he was at that show and it sounded fantastic. No Search Party before The Stakes Are Us with a song called Let's Wake Up, from a new album called Slung Tarot Cosme. So am I missing? No, I think that's what it's called. Cosm, like COSM. So I don't know. I don't know anything really about No Search Party. So nothing to add to that. It's a mystery to me. Doesn't say much on the Bandcamp. So, and start off the set with new one from Rec Center, Polly and Andy, catchy tune out of Toronto, Ontario. You're listening to CITR Radio 11.9 FM. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I am Ben Lai. Website you can listen to CITR is citr.ca. If you're listening, you probably know, I guess. Also, this show has a website that's separate from the CITR one, radiohell.ca. We have like an Instagram. We have a YouTube channel. I think that's it. I was going to say we got off Twitter or X, whatever it's called. I think we're on Facebook, but I have not updated that in like years. So yeah, we just call it website. Website is where it's at now. I think everybody's going back to doing the website thing. All right, I'm going to talk about a thing that's happening on Sunday, the block party. CITR is presenting, used to be hosted at the Victory Square, but this year the CITR block party is going to be at the Green Auto. The block party is going to be at Green Auto, starts at 3 p.m., and it is free and by donation. And the acts playing at the show includes Emma Goldman, Yawn, Magic Triangle, Miguel Mavravilla, The Beats, Blues, and Bars, Mechanical Bull, and Trinkets. So, should be tons of fun. And what else do I have to tell you? Well, not much to tell you other than I'm going to play some music from some of these acts that is playing at the Green Auto Block Party this Sunday. There's a lot of stuff happening Sunday, actually, if you were to look into it. But I won't talk about it because this is the CITR Summer Block Party, and we're promoting it at Green Auto on Pandora Street. So I'll only tell you about that. If you want to look and try to figure out what else is happening, there's a lot happening that day. It's wild how many bands are playing that day at different venues. I will start. Anyways, whatever. I'm talking too much. I gave away too much. This is Miguel Mavravilla from a record that came out in July called Always, and this is a track called Always in parentheses Laugh Lines on CITR 101.9 FM.
That's fine. I'm just happy.
We'll do the same thing?
Yeah, sure.
Let's deepen our life lines together. with you and I, you and I couldn't get the words down.
Whoa, hold on. Where are you taking all those cacti?
I need to put them near the radio.
How come?
They love to hear Everly's nature-based music on Dead Succulent Haunt every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Oh, Dead Succulent Haunt? Where your plants can grow and you can mourn those you've lost?
Come on, plants, let's grow.
Dear friends, allies, and advocates, between August 2022 and October 2023, the Drug User Liberation Front's Compassion Club and Fulfillment Center, DULF, CC, and FC, made history. As the first initiative of its kind, they offered a groundbreaking approach amidst an escalating overdose crisis in Vancouver's downtown east side. DULF has proved that a regulated drug supply isn't just a concept, it's a solution that saves lives. What's at stake? DULF co-founders Aris Nix and Jeremy Calicum are facing criminal charges under Section 5 of the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act for the compassionate and life-saving work of providing a regulated, predictable drug supply to some of the people most at risk from the toxic drug supply. They are now engaged in a legal battle to defend harm reduction, challenge outdated drug laws, and demand justice for those disproportionately affected by the toxic drug crisis. In order to pay for legal costs, they must raise $350,000 by October 1st, and they need your help.
You can donate directly now through e-transfer to druguserliberationfront@gmail.com. For more information and alternative ways to support, visit dulf.ca. DULF.ca. We'll be right back.
from Vancouver, British Columbia, Banana House, with a song called Ready Body, Learning Mind, off a soon-to-be-released record, going to be released in a couple of weeks, September the 12th, called Grounders. It's going to be released on Monotape Records. Banana House, friend of the show, played on this program many, many years back when they first became a band, pretty much. One of the first shows I think they played were around here. Not the first one, but one of the other ones. So, yes, they are not playing as part of the CITR Summer Block Party at Green Auto, but all the bands I played before that in that, before them in that set, are playing at the CITR Summer Block Party this Sunday at Green Auto. I played Emma Goldman with a song called I Seem to Be an Adjective off the record All You Are Is We, that came out earlier this year. I played The Magic Triangle, that's the instrumental track you heard. A song called Coco from a record called Trapo Casual. That came out at the beginning of this year, so it's not super new, but half a year, it's kind of new. I play some Yawn with a song called You and I off the record Wish I Could Have. Yawn is the, that's came out in June of, it came out very recently, just this summer. Also, this record was mixed and some additional recording by our sound technician, Jay Honor. Also, in that set, what did I play? I played some Miguel Marivilla, start off the set with a song called Always Laugh Lines from the record Always. I did not play any music from three of the acts that's playing because I cannot find anything from them. I didn't play anything from Beats, Blues, and Bars. I found some music, but it's not, it's like, I think from some of the other projects that's related to that, so I didn't. And I didn't play anything from Mechanical Bull, although I did find a bunch of live recording. There's a bunch of live recordings on YouTube. Really fun. I recommend you go do a search for it. And I didn't play anything from Trinkets. Also, I find like tiny clips of it on like Instagram and such, which can't really play on the show, and it wasn't like a whole song anyways. But yeah, those artists seems very interesting. I have not seen them. I would be excited to see them this Sunday at the CITR Summer Block Party at Green Auto, not at Victory Square. All right. What am I doing now? This is CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. There is a thing that every year I kind of talk a bit about Pop Montreal, because it's sort of an interesting thing that is happening. Pop Montreal is happening end of September in Montreal, of course. Let me see. Yeah, September 24th and 28th. I was going to say I probably won't get too much of a chance to talk about it. So it's a big festival, like tons and tons of bands playing from everywhere. I, just before the show, I've just been kind of clicking on the artists. The schedule is out, list of bands and acts is out, and I've just been going through them and trying to find stuff that I really haven't heard before and some I've heard before. But anyways, the point of this whole situation is I'm going to play some music from some of these acts that I don't often play on in this program, and they are playing at Pop Montreal. I'm going to start off with a band called Backseat Dragon. They are from Ontario, Ottawa. They are a three-piece. They call themselves, according to this bio, they proclaim to be the yuckiest three-piece band and started off as a solo project for Carrie Blair, and now it's a full-on indie emo band. And they make fun music about hanging out with your old friends and coming to terms with your hometown and upbringing. That's me reading the Pop Montreal music bio for the band Backseat Dragon. This is a song called Sports Betting off the record Hot Dog Summer, which came out last year, November 2024. Yes, Sports Betting. CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. Are you looking to decolonize your self-care routine? Take a trip down to Sisters Sage for a variety of handmade soaps, bath fizzies, smudge sprays, and salves infused with traditional plant medicines. Sisters Sage is an award-winning local indigenous business run by Tsimshian and entrepreneur, activist, and community builder Lynn Marie Angus and her dog TJ. Passionate about crafting wellness products that are respectful of the land we live on, Sisters Sage is committed to a heart-centered approach to self-care as well as our collective healing. Located on 1312 Kingsway, you can drop by from Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See you there.
What a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Are you hungry? I think I'm hungry. I think we should get ourselves something nice for our beach day.
Oh, yeah?
Oh my god, I know the perfect place. Cockney King's Fish and Chips is literally just around the corner. We should go there. It is the best fish and chips in Vancouver.
Oh my god, yes, absolutely. Let's go right now.
Cockney King's Fish and Chips, Kitsilano. On Cornwall Avenue, between Cypress and Walnut. It's the best fish and chips in town. But don't take our word for it. Try it yourself. If Kitsilano isn't your neighborhood, check out Cockney King's in Burnaby or New Westminster.
From Montreal, Quebec, the band is called Pool Girl, alternative rock band from Montreal, they call themselves. Triple A is the name of the song that I played. They are playing at Pop Montreal this year, which is happening in September. I saw a live performance of this band on the internet, as one does. This was at a radio station, kind of like what we do here. They played at CKUT, and yeah, that just like a week ago got put out on the internet. CKUT, I know this now, but for the longest time, I always confused them as the campus station for University of Toronto because it ends with UT. But no, it's the campus station for McGill University in Montreal. If you like what you hear, do a search for CKUT and you should be able to find a live performance from the band Pool Girl and also other band that played at that station. And if you can't get enough of seeing bands play live recorded at a radio station on the YouTube, there is, of course, this channel, Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Do a search for that on YouTube. It should show up. Just type the entire thing, Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, and that will come up. We have like 100-plus videos of various bands who played on this program throughout the years. What else did I play in that set? I played some Bouvier Normal. I hope that's how you pronounce it, Bouvier Normal, with a song called Crow's Feet off a record called True Love. Bouvier Normal is a two-piece. They are a couple. It's just the name. It is the creative union of Indy Bouvier and Mike Normal. And they met in 2022, and then they discovered the complementary style. And then it's a bunch of stuff, blah, 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 on the bio. I won't go too much into it. But yes, Crow's Feet, the first song off the record. They're playing at Pop Montreal. In case you're just joining me, this previous set, it's all bands that's playing at Pop Montreal. I'm just going through the list and just here and there, picking some stuff out. I played before that some Lizzie Lives Forever with a song called Forever Crush. Lizzie Lives Forever is a band from Halifax, Nova Scotia, 5-piece band, and I'm not sure. Oh, the joke, oh yeah, anyways, says a 5-piece band from Halifax, and we are not talking chicken tenders. I'm kind of confused about that, but no, they meant 5-piece of chicken tenders. Anyways, it doesn't really say much about, let me see what it says on the bio. So yeah, the Pop Montreal thing has lists of the all the bands and acts that's playing. Unfortunately, it's the new, the Web 2.0, whatever, 3.0, whatever it is. It's every time I click on it, it's try to load more. It looks kind of cute and scrolling and stuff, but it sucks. You try to, yeah, it doesn't say anything. Anyways, the bio is exactly what it says on the Bandcamp. Anyways, yeah, they're from Montreal. They're five people in it. And yes, did I tell you what song I play? Yes, Forever Crush. Start off the set with a band called Backseat Dragon. And they're from Ottawa, Ontario. And I think I talked about them already. 3-piece. Okay. Let's keep going with more music from Pop Montreal. There is this band from Montreal called Sunwell. Should I even bother clicking on? Oh my God, I have to load. Because the later in the alphabet it is, the more I have to click on it. Oh my God, okay. On their on the Instagram, on the Bandcamp, it just says local rock band. So I'm hoping maybe it'll say more. And I had it loaded, but it, you know, as soon as I go back on this website, it just cancels out of it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Sunwell. Yeah, it doesn't say anything. It says rough around the edges, loud, a mistake or two, scattered about. So talk about them. Embraces the basics of a garage band. The second release, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I absolutely mean it. Okay, anyways, band bios, good times all around. But anyways, best way to figure out what a band is like is not reading their bio, but listening to a song. This is a song called Sunshine from the record Sunshine, etc. Came out in March of this year. From Montreal, Quebec, the band is called Sunwell on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
trial, a tall ambition. I don't think that what we want is finite, but maybe that's alright. I don't think that ego is oversight, but maybe that's alright. I don't know what it means to try a little harder. A trial, a tall ambition. I don't know what it means to. I don't know what it means to.
Face to face, cat, a cat. Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Feels like we've met before. Don't I know you from the underworld? Steely eyes straight down the barrel. That's a clarity I've never known. And I, molten underneath an iron grip. When the sunlight through the window hits, it'll crack me open. I'm over the edge, green, tan, and red now. Got a hidden grin, scaling the fence line. I'm just another animal.
Walgren from Vancouver, British Columbia, playing at Pop Montreal. I looked at the whole list of all the artists. I didn't check everything. I don't recognize every single artist from Vancouver, but there's a few, very few actually. Walgren is one of them, and also Piss is playing at Pop Montreal. I didn't really see anybody else I recognize from Vancouver, but again, I kind of just glanced through it pretty quickly. There could be things that I am missing or just wasn't thinking about, but yes, the song I played is To Be a Creature from Walgren. If you are into watching short video clips of someone walking the cat and walking or taking the cat on hikes, maybe camping, you might want to follow Walgren's Instagram account. There's a lot of video of them with the cat going about, and a lot of the time is in like the woods and the forest. Kind of fun, not gonna lie. Good times. What else did I play in that set? I played from Calgary, Alberta, Witch Victim with a song called Car Alarm. Don't know too much about them. Looks like it's a 5-piece. I read the bio on the Pop Montreal thing, but you know, it's a quote from the Calgary Cassette Preservation Society, which is very interesting. I think I saw a CBC, unrelated to this band whatsoever, but I think I did saw a YouTube clip from CBC Calgary where they interview this Calgary Cassette Preservation Society. It started by one person, I think, like saving all these cassette tapes from bands from, artists from the past, and then it's grown into more people just collecting and saving old cassettes of past music. Anyways, I digress. Witch Victim, what did I play? What did I do? Yeah, I played a song. Car Alarm, yes, from a self-titled record from them. That's from last year. I played a band from Montreal before that. They're called Shrunk. The song is called Tennis. It's a nice song. What did they say about this band? Yeah, it's a bunch of words. It just says they blend this kind of music to this kind of music. Anyways, yeah, the song's called Tennis. Nothing to do with the band Tennis, which is actually playing Saturday in Vancouver at the Malkin Bowl. Common Holly before Shrunk with a song called Enough off a record called Anything Glass. Common Holly is from Montreal, Quebec. It is the project, the main person behind the song, so singing is Bridget Nager. Again, I don't have a lot. Playing at Pop Montreal. And before that, Sunwell with a song called Sunshine off the record Sunshine, etc. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. That is it for me talking about Pop Montreal. Just a reminder, next week we'll be back with the band Bloom Effect. It will be a fun show. Going to be first week of classes. It's going to be people everywhere. Exciting excitement. So yeah, tune in to CITR next week, or just don't turn us off. In a very short amount of time, in 10 minutes or so, copy paste will be after this show. Do not go anywhere. Yes, at 11 o'clock, copy paste. Stay tuned for that. This is me calling it out. Thanks for tuning in to Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell.